This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. In today's passage, 2 Samuel chapters 8 through 10, we find a very important and busy man who still had time to be kind. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
One of the things I enjoy about David is the diversity of his life and ministry. Just think of all the different aspects of his life recorded in Scripture. He was a shepherd, a musician, a composer, a military hero, and a king. And that's not all. In today's passage, we see that in the midst of David's pressing daily problems, he kept one eye on the future. Whenever he conquered a foe, he took all the bounty and all the tribute and dedicated it to the Lord. There were vessels of silver, gold, brass, from all the nations which he subdued. However, there was one source of gold that David did not dedicate to the Lord. The record tells us, "Their gods of gold David burned." That which stands in opposition to God, however valuable it may appear, must be destroyed. And why did David gather all this gold and silver and brass? His eye was on the temple that his son would build. So David secured two blessings for the future. He won peace in the land so that Solomon would have time to build the temple, and he dedicated an unbelievable amount of wealth that Solomon might have the resources to do the job right. This portion of Scripture reveals yet another side of David. Chapter 9, verse 1 says, "Is there anyone left in the house of Saul that I might show him kindness for Jonathan's sake?" Imagine that. With all that David has on his mind, he suddenly gets the urge to do something nice for the household of Saul, his old enemy, and Jonathan, his old friend. It is good to give thought to people we have known in the past and see if there is something we can do to encourage them in some way. Recently, I received a letter from a man who rebuked me for not making some effort to help a brother in need. We had both known this man over the years, and now the man is in spiritual difficulty. I should have done like David and taken the initiative to see how I might show kindness to him. When David learned that there was one person left in the household of Saul, he made haste to invite him to the palace and to make provision for his needs. The record states, "Now when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, was come unto David, he fell on his face and did reverence. And David received him with all kindness and spoke to him by name." By the way, is there someone to whom you should show kindness today? Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
If you've been challenged by this broadcast, we'd like to send you the Navigator's Daily Walk, a free daily devotional guide that will help you keep in step with these programs. Your daily Bible reading will coincide with each broadcast, Monday through Saturday. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Tomorrow, the story behind the story of adultery. Join us on Daily Discipleship.